This Thursday, after months of reruns, the Fox network is premiering a new episode of The Simpsons. TV critic David Bianculli has this first look at The Simpsons' second season.
This is it. When Fox moved The Simpsons from Sundays to Thursdays this summer, it was mounting a direct challenge to NBC's top-rated The Cosby Show, but with The Simpsons in reruns. Faithful fans had seen some of those shows three or four times already, and were looking for something new. The Simpsons fell out of the top 20, and the switch to Thursdays looked like a bad move. But this week is the true test, a new episode of The Simpsons. Now, there are two big questions here. One, do viewers still care about The Simpsons? Based on how many people have been bugging me about when new shows will start, I'd say yes. The other question is The Simpsons as good as it was last year? Yes, it is. In fact, it's a riot. The second season premiere show has Bart facing a tough challenge. Either he passes the next history test, or he repeats the fourth grade.
Your grades have gotten steadily worse since the beginning of the term. Are you aware of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you aware that there is a major exam tomorrow on colonial America?
Yes, ma'am.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, ma'am.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, ma'am.
Bart, you haven't been paying attention to a word I said, have you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then what did I say?
Straighten up and fly right.
Well, that was a lucky guess.
Bart's eventual solution is to make a deal with Martin, the smartest kid in class. If Martin tutors Bart in history, Bart will teach Martin how not to be such an outcast.
No.
No?
Only geeks sit in the front seat. From now on, you sit in the back row. And that's not just on the bus. It goes for school and church, too.
Why?
So no one can see what you're doing.
Oh, I think I understand. The potential for mischief varies inversely with one's proximity to the authority figure.
Well, yeah, but don't say it like that.
That deal works for a while, but Bart is such a good teacher that the former A student decides it's more fun to hang out at the video arcade. That video arcade, by the way, contains a great game called Escape from Grandma's House, where the object is to keep Grandma from catching and kissing you. It's one of the many tiny details that makes Simpson watching so much fun. The smart kid doesn't just give a book report on Ernest Hemingway, he performs a one-man show, in costume. And when Bart dreams about history, he has Ben Franklin inventing a sled. On it is the slogan, "Don't sled on me." The jokes are great, and let's face it, the plots and scripts for The Simpsons make it the funniest and most honest sitcom on TV. The Simpsons may not dethrone Cosby, but it'll be a huge Thursday night success for Fox. And Fox will be thrilled by that, because Thursday is the best night to place advertising for weekend movies and on-air promos for Fox's weekend programming. Me, I'm just thrilled because The Simpsons is back, and better than ever.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.